Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Farnsworth, Brother and Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, August 18, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Farnsworth, we are doing well here in Currumbong. Students have come in until there is not space for one more that can be lodged in the schoolrooms. But if there should more come, they would have to be lodged in the family somewhere. We have taken care of several that have come up here, and will have to do so still. Brother Bond from Oakland was our guest last night. His wife and two children are in Sydney. Brother Bromatter and wife are at the health home. They came in the steamer that arrived on Monday from Auckland. Brother and Sister Nicholas, a missionary, and a young man that is traveling on his own account, came last evening, and it was a job to find a place for them. Brother Bond said he was anxious to see Currumbong. He was wonderfully surprised to see the buildings already erected, and the location pleased them all much. 1 week ago, Sarah and I spent in Sydney. I spoke to the people in Ashfield in the forenoon, and we felt the Spirit of the Lord was in our midst. I also spoke in Newtown in the afternoon. It rained in quite heavy showers all day, but we were favored to get to and from the meetings without getting wet. We found a large number in Newtown. The hall was full, and we had an excellent testimony meeting after the discourse. Brethren Daniels and Baker have been visiting us in Currumbong to arrange for camp meetings and in reference to erecting the third school building, a dormitory for gentlemen students. Our council meetings were good and harmonious in all but the subject of immediately erecting a meeting house. The room we have used in chamber of upper story of second building is full. About 200 were convened in it last Sabbath. The school seats are used, and there is not a favorable chance to kneel down. It is impossible for them to kneel in occupying, that is, since they are using, the school seats. But when we suggest the necessity of building a church at once, there is not much enthusiasm. We have not urged the matter because we know not where the money could be had, but more recently we have felt it must be done, and means would come in to make it possible. Brother Daniels thought £100 could be appropriated to this purpose, and if the people in Currumbong would help, a shell might be provided which would answer. I am assured we shall build, and shall have more than a shell, a thoroughly good chapel, and entirely finished and free from debt. This did not seem possible. Brother Hare is not in favor of building now. Brother Daniels has not given much encouragement, but the word comes to me in the night season, arise and build. Nehemiah 2, verse 20. I send you a copy of a letter to Willie, so I will not write more on this subject. We find the churches throughout Sydney and suburbs are in a blank condition than they have been in while under the administration of McCullough. These recent apostasies do not shake their faith, but establish them in the faith. We invite you and your wife to make us a visit in Currumbong en route to Melbourne. In much love.